This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, in recent weeks on the Paracast, we've covered a variety of subjects. I know a lot of people think we emphasize UFOs a little bit too much, and I like to point out that we try to get to other subjects, and I'm going to hit one now that we haven't gone into for a really, really, really long time. And that's vampires. So, who's an expert on vampires? We got a notice here about a new book, actually a fiction book, but it's supposedly based on fact, about vampires called The Silently Series. And the author is Douglas Robinson, who is described as an expert on vampires and an educator. Now, Douglas, welcome to the Paracast, but let me ask you the first question. An educator being a teacher?
Well, I was a teacher, but I really consider myself mainly a writer.
So how did you get interested in the subject of vampires?
Even from a very young age, I had them on my heart and my mind from a very young age. You know, my own past has a lot of blood in it.
A lot of blood in your path? How so?
Well, like, for instance, when I was about 7 or 8, I started dreaming of myself dying. But to make a long story short, I just really kind of know what I know about them because I've thought about them for so long, prayed for them for so long, and I'm aware of things, let's say that way, about them. In 1983, when I was taking a little fiction writing class at UAB, I started seeing, and sort of put that in quotes, seeing. That means it sort of plays like a movie in my head. And during that fiction writing class, you write 2 little short stories. You know, you learn the basics of writing, like this is a character, this is dialogue, this is a point of view. And the second short story of that class turned out to be the ending of the first novel-length story, Silently Comes the Night. And it's about the fight that Macon and John trying to save Thomas's life and all of this. You'll get into that as you read the first story. But over the next 2 months of that summer, I saw what happened before. I saw what happened after. And after the 2 months were over, I saw about the equivalent of 16 novel-length stories all regarding this girl, Macon, who is a vampiric girl. And she's in love with Thomas, but Thomas doesn't know who or what she really is in the first story, but he finds out. And at the end of the first story, he's exposed to her blood, and he's becoming vampiric himself in the second story.
Okay, but when you say you saw this, did you dream about it?
It plays like a movie in my head. It's not dreaming, per se, but I do see it.
You mean you're, like, channeling something that you believe to be information that comes from another source? Or can you elaborate on that some more to help, help us sort of get an idea what how you're – are you visualizing, say, like a director for a movie, and then that becomes the script? Or do you think it's something else, like actually some –
I don't know that you would necessarily call it channeling, but like I say, I make clear that I am a Christian. Jesus Christ is my Lord. And, you know, I prayed to him regarding all of this. He gave me some scripture to help explain them, to help understand. One of them is in Joel. That's a book in the Old Testament, Joel 2, verse 2, and Joel 3, verse 14. It talks about a day of darkness, clouds, gloominess, and thick darkness. I talk about vampiric people as living people, not the basic Hollywood model of, you know, like undead vampirism or any of that. But I just basically see people stuck in a situation. And I think that I understand what I understand about them because I've prayed for them for so long and I care what happens to them. And I think that's what opens up, you know, the fact that I care and care what happens to them is that what's opened up doors.
How do you know they're vampires then?
They drink like, blood to live.
Oh, okay. I see. So that's not just Hollywood then. That's something that that you believe is something that's really going on.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so what about immortality?
They do age slower than us. Macon herself was born in 1698, and she became vampiric. She was at first exposed to vampiric blood at age 13, but her body changed over the next 2 years. The time the story took place, she was 294 years old, and she looked like she was in her early to mid-20s. And today, she'll be 320 on her birthday, the 15th of December, and she looks like she's in her late 20s.
But this is a character in a fiction book, though, right?
Yes, but I think she's okay. Real.
Oh, okay. What makes you think she's real?
Well, I've written other stories outside of this storyline, and I know you create a character and so forth and so on, but maybe I just had this on my heart for so long. I just thought about it so long. It just became real on the inside of me before I started writing.
Yes, but you're saying here is that you believe that she is real and that these people are real, but that doesn't mean you actually met somebody, or did you meet somebody who is what we would regard as a vampire, someone who consumes blood?
Well, the only one I can talk about is the one I met at Walmart. It was like a afternoon, like 2 p.m, and I saw him and I knew what he was. But I didn't approach him because he was with friends and with other people. But that day I just sort of knew what he was.
How did you know what he was?
I just recognized. Now there was nothing in his clothing. You know, he was dressed in what you would consider normal clothing. You know, not all black, for instance. But I just knew.
Did you approach him at all and say, hey, are you a vampire, or to try to find out exactly what was going on?
No, I did not approach him.
So you have just like an intuitive sense about it that you rely on to guide you in this, I'm not sure what you would call it, an adventure, a quest, a purpose, or?
Yes.
So how did you actually get involved in this then, besides just, you know, thinking about them? Was there any sort of a trigger, or when were you first even introduced to the whole idea of vampires?
Well, I started in Chicago because I was born in Chicago, but my family moved to Alabama when I was in junior high school age. And about that time, way back in the day, I saw the Gothic soap opera Dark Shadows for the first time, and of course was introduced to the vampire character in the story, Barnabas Collins. Now, I wasn't afraid, I just mostly was sad because of his condition. Vampiric people are lonely in the first place because they're cut off from society, and just to make no mistake about this, I'm talking about living people, not the Hollywood model. Also, you should also know that there are many, many more human blood drinkers, that is, people on the human side that think it's cool or just drink blood for any variety of reasons. But there are many more human blood drinkers than what I call true vampiric ones.
You know what? Let's do our break now, because this is getting interesting. To put it mildly, we're exploring real-life vampires, not the guy with a strange accent. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, it's vampires on the Paracast. It's not even Halloween. Douglas Robinson joining us. We're not going to do the Bela Lugosi imitations. But it's kind of funny in retrospect that of all the people who play Dracula in the movies, the Bela Lugosi impersonation or role of Dracula in a 1931 movie and, of course, a Broadway play has become a cultural icon, and poor Bela Lugosi died in poverty. Did you watch Dracula and all these other movies about vampires, or was it mostly Dark Shadows?
The first show that I remember seeing was Dark Shadows, and of course, as I was growing up, you know, high school, college, I saw a few more. But since 1983, I've made a point of not really watching other shows or other media or other books because I want to write my storyline with my ideas and not somebody else's.
Well, that's a pretty good strategy because it sort of allows all of the experiences that you've had and thoughts about it to percolate and become something more unique unto yourself. So tell us a bit more about your story then. Who's your main character again?
Now, her name is Macon. Her name is spelled M-A-J-K-E-N. Her mother was Norwegian, and in her country, her name would, the K would be silent, and the J would be like an I sound, like Macon. But here, we pronounce it where the J is silent, and so it's Macon, the way I pronounce it. But she is the lead character in the storyline, and like I say, the storyline begins in 1993 when she was in Trenton, New Jersey, and the young man involved with her was human at the time, Thomas, and Thomas didn't know anything about who or what she really was. But there were an obsessed blood donor, a killer vampire in the city, and the young man's father that was later accidentally killed when he tried to kill her. All of these things came together and the situation essentially disintegrated around her. And then John took Thomas to use his bait to bait her. And so there's a battle at the end of Silent Becomes the Night where she's trying to stop John. And she doesn't know that Thomas isn't killed or not. She went out there, you know, expecting to find him dead, but he wasn't, but he was injured. And so it's a fight on the side of a cliff at the end of the story. The story itself involves 16 stories altogether. 12 of them in what are what I call modern day. Now, modern day is not our modern day because there's a conspicuous absence of the internet and cellular phones. The storyline that I'm calling modern day begins in 1993 and goes to about 1999. Four of the stories are historical, and they begin roughly in the mid-1650s, go forward through Macon's, you know, some of her early years.
So are all the vampires in your novels, are they like all good or all evil or... Is Macon an evil vampire or a good vampire? And, you know, why is has she become the target for death?
Well, I think they're really more like the human population. Like the human population has some really, really, really good ones, some really, really, really bad ones, and then everybody else is a shade of gray in between. The reason I'm just sort of fascinated with Macon herself is because she has survived so long, and I think she has survived so long because I think many of her choices must have been the right ones. Now, she will kill if she has to, but I'm not aware that she's ever just gone out to just do that. If she's pushed into the situation, she can and will kill.
I like to understand, though, the conversion process. Now, obviously, in the modern...
How you get to be one?
Right. In the modern legend, you bite them in the neck, and they become a vampire or something like that if you don't kill them off. In this particular case, are they consuming blood from living beings, or is it like true blood where it comes in a bottle?
Well, it's living from a living person in most cases, and... You know, Macon herself became vampiric because she was exposed to the person who was a vampiric person attacking her. She was exposed to his blood. In the first story, Thomas is exposed to her blood. And The only person who didn't become vampiric that way is the vampiric girl in the second story, Janine. Janine was forced into a situation in a blood cult, and she had to drink blood, and her body started changing anyway.
All right, well, let me just try to put this all in perspective then. So it's a mixture of blood, and I suppose that doesn't have to be done by biting somebody on the neck. It could just be blood to blood. You can just scratch somebody and you scratch your hand, and then you put them together, and they are now receiving some of your blood?
I think it's probably more exposure than that, I would think. Thomas and Macon were cut up pretty bad in that fight because John had cut her with a machete, and he was bleeding after being dashed on some sharp rocks. So it's more than just like a cut, you know, more substantial than that.
It sounds like a disease that infects someone, but I'm trying to look at reality because let's just go back to your experience. You saw someone at Walmart that you felt or believed to be a vampire. And Yes. Then the rest of this all sounds like something that you dreamed up. Am I wrong?
That is correct.
But based on stuff that you sort of believe to be the case out there in the world where you haven't had a direct experience with it, but you believe there's people out there who are vampires, and then you believe there's this sort of second group, if I'm reading you correctly, that are just sort of like regular people. They're like, say, you know, people like who have an interest in Star Trek and dress up like Vulcans or learn to speak Klingon as a second language, and they're not real vampires. They're just, you know, kind of doing it for fun or for a cultural identity as opposed to what you consider to be a real vampire?
Well, that is true, but there's a little more to it than that. I think, you know, the devil sort of made all this happen anyway, and the way that I see it, I think there's an occultic glamour that they pray over this. Vampire anything is pretty much a big deal to a lot of people, and the devil makes sure that it's as attractive as possible because he could lure more people into the occult with this.
We have Douglas Robinson, and we're talking about vampires in reality, not necessarily in fiction, with Gene and with Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Remembering Senator John McCain, the Arizona Senator's office reports he passed away at age 81. Political friends and foes have been praising McCain's achievements and character since yesterday's announcement that he told doctors to stop his treatments for brain cancer. McCain was born to be a military man as the son and grandson of four-star admirals.
I was raised in the concept and belief that duty, honor, country.
His wife, Cindy McCain, tweets, "My heart is broken. I am so lucky to have lived the adventure of loving this incredible man for 38 years. President Trump tweeted, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So what's happening here is Randall is saying the Paracast without the requisite echo. I don't know how that went over. It may have been a lead balloon, but sure as heck went over. Now, as you say, you read very little in terms of vampire stories. You came up with your own, which is certainly an interesting interpretation of the vampire legend. And now you posit an entire society or civilization of vampires. If this exists in reality and not just fiction, number one, how do we prove it? Number two, would the authorities know about it? Or are these vampires essentially outlaws who stay under the radar?
Well, certainly they stay under the radar as much as they can. Some authorities may know about it, but it's very quiet. I can't really speak to that because I can't say what the authorities know. But in larger terms, they are below your threshold. In 2002, I went to a religious retreat for the weekend. It was called A Walk to Emmaus. And for people who may have experienced this, you go away for a weekend at an international organization and they just love on you for the weekend. And you sit with a table of other men or women, depending on which one it is, and you learn about the love of God and the grace of God all weekend long. Well, I had a vision my third night. And essentially, I'm walking along. It's a darkened landscape. It's all black. It's all burned. It's all dark. And the only light is available from the horizon where the sky is outlined in red, like it's on fire. I hear a distorted sound like a gurgling of water. But as I get closer to it, I see that there is a chasm cut in the earth. And it's very deep. There are people down there. And they're being pulled along by a river of blood. There was a young woman in the group of people pulled along by the river of blood, and she looked up, and when she looked up, I recognized her face. At that point, I looked for something to try to you know, like a branch or something to lower down into there, but there was nothing to be found. The branch that I picked up crumbled almost to dust. So I took a few steps back and then took a flying leap off into the chasm. And I woke up as I was on my way down into the chasm to go after them. And that was in 2002.
So this is sort of what you believe to be then, because of your religious retreat, a sort of divinely inspired vision. And what do you think it meant then?
Well, it was confirmation to me because I'd had questions. And it helped me better understand where they are. If you think of something in the darkness, especially gross darkness like this, that's something a normal human can't see. Also, in Scripture, flesh is generally referred to as earth or dirt. And since they are cut in a deep chasm in darkness below ground level, they're beneath your sight. And like I say, a friend of mine who happens to be a pastor, he did make a comment that I did see them, even though it was really physically impossible for me to see them. I still saw them.
So this must be a particular sort of kind of vampire then, because we have, say, if you go to the Book of Vampires, which from 1914 to 26 type of thing, it says there that vampires aren't necessarily bloodsuckers. Some inflict disease or suffocation, or they generally are quite nefarious and inflict either pain or death by some sort of nefarious means. But yours is very specific. It's of the blood-sucking type, and something that you perceive from your religious experiences to be evil.
I don't qualify them as evil necessarily.
Oh, okay.
The individual's choice.
Well, that's really interesting then. So how is it how do they become good or evil then, in your view?
That's up to the person. Megan herself became a Christian in the storyline. She, in the Sacrifices short story, she was chained to a dungeon type area with an Assembly of God preacher named Corey. And over the 3 days, they were waiting to be sacrificed, that is, burned at the stake. And as Corey was talking with her, among other things, he taught her the little song, Jesus Loves Me. And it got into her heart, and she did accept Jesus as her Lord just before they were to be burned at the stake.
So would that mean, okay, we're talking Hollywood tropes here again, though. So perhaps, is the crucifix then, would it not brand a vampire?
No. Man. In the second story, Janine was a godly Christian Catholic girl. And when she became vampiric, she's probably still, even though she was vampiric, one of the most godly people I've ever known. And yes, she wore a crucifix and it didn't hurt her.
That's really interesting. So how is it that we can sort of, how does a vampire do a good job of sucking someone's blood? I mean, I'm just trying to figure that one out, you know, like, so, do they suck evil people's blood
there's hypodermics, there's razor blades, there's knives. I mean, you have to procure your blood source somewhere. And get the person to bleed, although when they do bleed, they're mostly unconscious. People sometimes want to know how much blood they drank. If you remember the little half-pint milk cartons like when you were in school, a typical vampiric meal is about 3 or 4 of those. They can drink animal blood for a short time, but they invariably go back to human blood because it's qualitatively different than animal blood.
So now, if you can become a good vampire and in the favor of God, then at some point, do you believe that God, in all his wisdom and power could simply cure them of their vampirism and restore them to normal people.
I have to speak from what I've seen. I do believe when the scripture says with God, nothing is impossible. But Macon struggled with that after her experiences with Corey. And she is still vampiric today. She still has to drink blood to survive today because of the physical change in her body. But yes, she is also still a Christian today. And that might be a dichotomy that I don't know that the church is ready to accept, but I have to help. If the church wants it, I have to help them understand what these people are like and what their situation is. I think under most conditions, if they tried to, quote, get prayed for and healed, the prayer would fail.
Why would God?
The reason I'm saying the prayer would fail is because the scripture says faith worketh by love, and it's highly obvious to the, let's say, the average church member that they don't love us. And so the faith won't work.
Okay, we're focusing here also on religious dogma, which I'd like to cover too and see how it relates to the question of vampires, real vampiric individuals. Ever fascinating. By the way, on the Paracast next week, our first episode for September will feature Calvin Parker, one of the two men who were involved in the Pascagoula, Mississippi abduction case. Fascinating. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Good, you're not using the vampiric cliches. We don't need vampiric cliches. Douglas Robinson is here to set our minds straight about real vampires. And I have a question for you, Douglas. Why are people so fascinated with vampires?
Well, I think the devil makes this his, anything to do with vampire, anything, is his number one draw because they're powerful, they're young, they're sexy, they look good, they've got plenty of money, they live forever, on and on and on and on and on. And if you were really vampiric, your life would be just miserable. Because what it boils down to, if you had to drink blood to live, is the only thing on your mind is, I have to drink blood today, I have to drink blood tomorrow, where am I going to get it?
It's like an animal, almost.
Well, I don't want to liken them to a shark or to a bear, but yes, they are feral. You are dealing with a physically changed, blood-drinking human predator. This is what they are.
That can become in the favor of God somehow. How does that happen? Like, how do they go from, like, you know, being one of the devil's favorite playthings to becoming in the favor of God?
Well, everyone has a free will. You know, even the demoniac man with the legion of demons in him wanted Jesus and could make that choice, and any person in their right mind can, in a physical body, can make that choice.
So what kind of choices do they make then, for example?
Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he said, because he said, I am the way, that's a choice every person has that opportunity to make that choice.
So you're saying
him or not as Lord and Savior.
So you're saying that, say, someone like, is this something that Megan did? Did she decide to make a conscious choice to follow Christ and therefore hope for some sort of redemption?
Well, now, like any person that gets saved, the surety of your salvation comes over time, and it did for her just like it does for anyone else. Her prayer literally was, Lord, save me, and he did.
Now, what are some of the things she did besides pray? Like, did she do some, is she a heroine, or is she a villain?
I think, well, of course, I've seen her for a lot longer. If she has to do something, I'm not really sure how to describe her, because every person has bad in them. Every person has the potential for doing horrendous things, and I'm sure she does too. But I've never seen it in her behavior or her actions when she had a choice to be anything other than gentle when she can be.
Of course, you're talking about a fictional character. She can be anything you want her to be. And we're talking here about Christianity and its relationship. Is there such a thing as a Jewish vampire? Is there such a thing as a Buddhist vampire? Or possibly a Muslim vampire?
I can't speak to the other religions. I'm only aware of Macon and Janine at this point.
And you're aware of them strictly as fictional characters, not as real living people?
True, until they walk up and say hello.
Right, but does Macon, what does she do, for example? What is some of the things she does in your story that would, say, give the reader a reason to cut her some slack and say, oh, well, okay, maybe she's not such a bad vampire after all?
Well, especially in the second story, you see Janine, and, you know, Janine is trying to save a 7-year-old girl from her own father. Her father is the leader of the blood cult, one of these wacky humans that thinks drinking blood is a good idea because it'll do something for you. And Janine is doing everything she can to save his daughter, his firstborn, because he decides he wants to sacrifice her. And as soon as Janine learns this, she says, no way. And so she takes Alicia and runs with her. That part of the story took place in Helena, Montana. And by this time, Thomas is on the other end of the country in Sumter, South Carolina, going through his change. And Macon herself is sitting in New Orleans, recovering from what happened in Trenton. But when she decides to go to him and thinking that she can improve his chances for survival, she did love him. And she does love him in the storyline. And that's obvious in her behavior. That's obvious in when she met Thomas's sister, Kimberly. Now, Kimberly is a very naive. She was 16 years old at the time. She had already graduated from school because she was double promoted a year. But Kimberly is very godly herself and very naive and very brilliant, which sort of goes into maybe getting her in a little more trouble than she's ready to handle. But, you know, when Macon has a choice, in all that I've seen in her, she's not out to just hurt and kill and cause damage. The thing that people need to understand about vampiric people in general is because they can't afford for wanton killing of humans, because the person that they kill today is the person they cannot feed from, say, 3 weeks from today. The human race equates to their food source. And so they know better than to go just randomly, wantonly killing.
Okay, that
makes
a certain
encouragement.
That makes a certain amount of sense. Now, you know, let's just hypothesize a little bit here and jump into the real world a bit, where we had a guest on recently talking about cattle mutilations, where some of these cows have been completely drained of blood in sort of a mysterious kind of way. Now, you know, do you think maybe you've got some kind of vampire action going on there or something?
I think most of that is occultic, because they make a point of leaving the cow and where it can be discovered, or do they?
Oh, yeah, they do, definitely. But in these cases where the blood is all drained, it's really kind of odd. It's not something that you would typically see, according to the pathologists, in an animal that's just died on its own. So if you're saying that these are cults, there hasn't been any actual hard evidence of that. It's sort of a mystery that happens. And in some cases, these animals are believed to have been dropped from the air. Like, do your vampires fly, or do they have some kind of extra technology, or are they just like regular people?
At this point, I see them as regular people, although they are stronger and faster than a normal person.
And so, but they could get by on cow blood if they needed to.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe what we've got is like, you know, the good vampires sort of out there, you know, taking cow blood or something instead of people. And then the bad ones are the ones that actually go after. So how come we don't have more evidence then of real people coming into hospitals with vampire bite marks or whatever the case is?
Well, Macon takes blood like venipuncture using needles and hypodermics and that sort of technology. Or she could use a knife, or she can use, Janine used razor blades. But I think a lot of this is hidden. What I'm calling true vampiric people, I think a lot of that is hidden in what the human population does. So you've got to sort of sift through it all to really see it.
Now, there are some things there that obviously challenge medical science. It would be nice maybe to have them look at a vampire and see what there is about this subculture that allows them to live for hundreds of years and age very little, like a Kryptonian or something like that.
Well,
and now let's talk about that in our next segment, okay? All right?
Yes, sir.
Right. We're talking about vampires and the work of someone who has explored this society, for better or worse. And I won't even begin to try to make a suggestion one way or the other, but certainly something that has gone on. We have our co-host, J. Randall Murphy. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.